855-450-3. Sickle toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
That's right. We are live on a Sunday evening with you. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We open up the phone lines and let you call in. Discuss whatever you'd like to discuss. Check out freetalklive.com. We've got archives there going back for 5 years, and they're free to you. I don't know of any other commercial radio program that makes its podcast free, its entire podcast free. I could be wrong, but I also would doubt very, very seriously that another commercial radio program gives you 5 years' worth of archives that you can go and download completely at your leisure and use in whatever way, shape, or form you wish. You can use them while you're doing your grocery shopping or gardening or commuting or whatever it is that you do that you've got time to consume audio and entertainment. Free Talk Live provides it to you. It's archives.freetalklive.com. So we've got a funny story here, Stephanie, from it's from WorldNet Daily, which...
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I'm going to be taking it with a large grain of salt.
That's the cool thing about the Liberty Movement is that, ideas from the right, ideas from the left, and combine them into a...
And ideas from the crazy?
In this case, an Omaha suspension of a white high school student originally from South Africa is sending shockwaves across America. That part's hyperbole. Because nobody heard this story at this point, likely. As debate rages over who can claim the rights to the term African American. The case centers around Trevor Richards, a junior high at Westside High School, Westside High School, who moved from Johannesburg, Nebraska, 6 years ago to Nebraska. Richards and his classmates, 16-year-old twins Paul and Scott Rambo, were booted from classes last week after distributing posters touting Trevor as a candidate for Westside High's Distinguished African American Student Award on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The posters were intended to be satire on the term African-American, Scott Rambo told the Omaha World Herald. Principal John Crook says the bureaucrat's name is Crook.
Yeah.
Says the that the posters were disruptive. It was offensive to the individual being honored. It's Martin Luther King Jr., who's dead, so how can it offend him? People who work here and to some students.
I might be offended by that a little bit.
What's that?
Okay, so basically it's a white student from Africa,
that's
right,
correct.
Mm-hmm. Who is technically African-American because he moved from Africa,
yep.
But he's white, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some people use the term African-American to describe black people or people of African descent, mm-hmm. or not even necessarily of African descent. It could, black could apply to Haitians.
I really like that one better. Americans of African descent, is actually, I wish we could figure out some way to add more syllables.
But I guess,
make it more complicated to say the word
white,
black.
The white kid is, I guess, technically of African descent too, right? Because he was born in Africa.
And he was somebody, likely his parents were born in Africa. Sure.
So, I mean, it's hard to make that distinction without saying black, right?
Yep.
And some people...
Well, why not say black?
Yeah, I guess that's perfectly valid. I don't think it's an offensive term to use.
I think that's the... Right, and that's the problem here is that I don't know how much of this is driven by the quote-unquote black community and how much is driven by people who want to seem as politically correct as possible. Because it's gone from, like you've said, it's gone from Negro to colored to black to, African-American, and now it's Americans of African descent, which is at least... somewhat more accurate than African American, right? But
yeah.
Syllables. Why not just use the term black?
Yeah.
That's what most of the magazines, when they're talking, they'll jump around. The magazines aimed at consumers that want to know about information specific to black Americans, they'll use the term black interchangeably with African American or whatever. Why take a nice single syllable word and turn it into this multi-syllabic mess that somebody, Americans of African descent and the concerns that concern Americans of African descent about the mistreatment of Americans of African descent in this country, it's just crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I understand the desire not to offend people or to call people what they prefer to be called, and maybe they maybe just in their defense, maybe they chose African American because it was surrounding Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. And he was African American, I guess.
Was he, or was he black?
Okay, he's black, but but he fought for civil rights in America.
I mean, he used the terms colored, black, and Negro in his speeches. I don't think he ever used the term African American.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, aside from all that, the debate...
But I think that that's what the debate is!
Well, do you think it's a little bit obnoxious for... Like, it's clearly the spirit of this award is to honor a black student, right?
Really, the spirit of the award is to honor a black student in the name of Martin Luther King Jr., who was a man who saw, who dreamed of a world where there was no color?
Well, he dreamed of a world where there's equal treatment. I mean... He, and not separate but equal.
Where a man was judged by the strength of his character,
yes,
not by the color of his skin? Like, really? That's
sure,
what you think?
Sure, Mark, you have to acknowledge that historically, people with dark skin, blacks, other racial minorities, mm-hmm, have been mistreated, and
sure,
have, you know, especially in these schools. I mean, there was segregation in schools for so long.
Sure,
it's still going on. The like inner city schools that are predominantly racial minorities are just like not as good. They don't have
That's
as
correct.
Good equipment. They don't
I
have
would
the
absolutely
funding.
Agree. Sure.
So
I wonder whether you solve this program, this problem of in this public school program by distinguishing between students, though. Because I really think at this point that, you know, in a world where a black man has been elected to the presidency, that perhaps it's time for healing and not for distinctions between people. That
Do you think there's still some systematic bias against black people and other racial minorities?
That wasn't... Yes. I'll go ahead and say that, sure, there are people within the system that have, biases. But my question to you is the best way to solve that problem by distinguishing between people? Maybe we should stop looking at the differences between people and start looking at, how it is that we can work together. Maybe we should listen to what Martin Luther King Jr. actually talked about rather than trying to lift black people up and say, oh, you poor black people, you've been mistreated, and I'm not saying they haven't.
Yeah, that's
you want
to
go back a little bit further. It's not like my ancestors weren't owned by people too. Slavery has been all around this world. Everybody is the descendant of slaves.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of colorblindness, but sometimes colorblindness can be a way to not acknowledge past wrongs that were done to certain groups of people.
But why acknowledge them if they haven't been done to the individuals in high school?
Why acknowledge them?
Yeah,
I mean, because history repeats itself. It's important to know about those things, don't you think?
I don't think that history is going to repeat itself in the United States. I do not think you're going to see black Americans owned by other people.
What about discrimination against Muslims or discrimination against Mexicans? Those are already going on.
Talking about black Americans has in some way fixed the Muslim or Mexican problem?
Sure, if you talk about the whole concept of separate but equal and how that was overturned mostly by social change, you know.
So now we're going to make it separate and unequal. Is that the idea?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, it's unequal. If the government school is giving out an award to students and there can only
be
students with enough melanin in their skin, that is unequal and not equal.
You know, there's an argument to be had that they probably give out lots of other awards, and because of systemic biases, they're more likely to go to white kids.
I couldn't tell you. As in this school, there's a very small black population,
mm-hmm,
so I don't know what the percentages of awards that go out. But would you want
what
that award?
What about Black History Month,
Mark? Do you
Mark?
Want that award? Do you want the award for the most distinguished female with curly hair? I mean, it really just
There's no award for that.
It just brings it down. I mean, I want to fight for this award on an equal playing field, if there is one.
Yeah, okay, Mark, I have a question. What about Black History Month?
What about it?
Do you support it? Do you think
there are advantages. When you're talking about history, then you can, because Black history has not been as well integrated into sort of the history curriculum, at least it wasn't the ones I learned a lot of things about
Every
blacks
month
black
is White History Month, so I mean those things have to be highlighted somehow.
I don't think a kid should be suspended
for this. I think what
this
kid did was obnoxious.
855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Vaporsmith's e-cigs revolutionize nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With Vaporsmith's, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. Vaporsmith's are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at Vaporsmith's.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. The SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. The Free State Project Liberty Forum is coming up here in, like, it's less than 2 weeks.
A couple weeks, yeah. Less than 2 weeks.
It's one of the largest Liberty gatherings in the world, and you can be part of it. It'll be held at the elegant Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel, and there's all kinds of speakers there. Joel Salatin, Carlos Miller, Jody Emery, Peter Schiff, Prax Girl, John Bush. Lots of folks you want to see. Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government. Just go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and sign up with coupon code FTL2012 for 10% off. It's a great deal. It's free. freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
You can still get tickets, right?
You can still get tickets.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, they've got. I just spoke with Dripa, Chris Lawless. Who runs the show over there, and use coupon code FTL2012, and there are tickets. It's libertyforum.com/FT.
No, freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
That's right. That's what it is. Let's go to save me here and go to Keith in New York City. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing? I was going to just talk about the kid from South Africa and the poster and all that, and debate about whether or not a school should have a special function for a kid of color. You know, I mean, if we do it for one people, we have to do it for everybody. And, you know, my family's of Irish ancestry. They were enslaved by the British Empire for 800 years. Should we have an Irish History Month? Should we have special awards just for people of Irish descent? The Chinese immigrants on the West Coast of the railroads, they were, you might as well call them slaves. Yeah, they were in a free market enterprise system, but they were basically slaves. And I mean, the list of people who have been, you know, tyrannized against goes on and on. It's the history of the world. So I don't understand why this is even a debate, like, you know? Should everybody be African American, Irish American, Italian American, German? You understand?
Got it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, and I know it can get a little bit unwieldy, but I think the point is that there is this.
It's Americans of Irish descent, Keith.
Mark, can I finish what I was going to say?
Go ahead, Stephanie.
There's an argument to be had that every month or every day is, you know, white male history day. And so, you know, you need to kind of bring out these alternative narratives just a little bit to present a balanced view. And sometimes the only way to do that is to highlight those aspects of history, like with something like Black History Month. I mean, you just don't hear a lot about that in the textbooks as they're written.
No, I absolutely agree. But that's and the whole problem is the school. If you're going to teach history, teach everybody's history and teach all the history fairly. So, I mean,
yeah, I'd like that. I'd like a little more balance in what they teach in the history.
If we did that, then we wouldn't have to worry about Black History Month or women in history or anything like that, because they would talk about all the women in history. They would talk about all the people of different nationalities in history that have contributed to this country and made it great. So
I agree with you there. I mean, I think what you're saying, Keith, if I understand correctly, is like, why have a special, why highlight it? Just make it a part of the real curriculum. And in that case, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, that solves that problem. So,
but I kind of feel like they've done that.
I don't.
Thanks, Keith. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. I couldn't say I'm not in high school right now, but I kind of feel like certainly from where I was in high school, things have been, sort of much more multicultural, if you wish to use such a term. They've absolutely fixed, you know, when I was in college versus when I was in high school, I learned about, you know, Eli Witt or whatever in the cotton gin and things like that. I learned about, W.E.B. Du Bois. And the fact that kids are talking about Martin Luther King Jr., I think these are great things. Mm-hmm. I find it really amusing that they do, and in the man's name who wanted to see a world where people were judged by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, that they actually give an award to only people who have a certain color skin.
Mm-hmm.
I find it just absolutely insane that they take this guy who wanted to see a world that was, from what I could tell, colorblind, which is what I would like to see. And then I don't think we get there by making distinctions.
Mark, I take your point, and it's completely fair, and I just don't think that we are living in a post-racist world. Like, I still think there are some things about this world.
How do we get from here to there, though?
Yeah.
Because right now there are a lot of white Americans that listen to my voice and they say, well, where's the white guy holiday in America? Where's the white guy award?
Yeah, that's the exact thing. That...
But you know, that's the thing they say. It doesn't mean that they're right or wrong, Stephanie. They could be, okay, I'll go ahead and say they're wrong. But it doesn't matter. That's how they feel. And remember, racism is essentially a feeling. It isn't a logical process. So what? How do you get there? Do you pile more racism? Because that's what this is. An award given to one race is racist. How do you pile more racism upon the, you know, this class?
I think it's different. I think it's different. I mean, because... Okay, you're done laughing at me?
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at what you said. You think it's different. How is it different?
Do you think there is a distinction when it's, you know, there is clearly one group or one race or one gender or whatever that's been historically the one who has dominated?
History doesn't matter. You can't even prove history. It doesn't exist.
Okay, fine. White people, you know, still have this, you know, they are still the majority, right?
Barely.
And barely?
White males aren't.
Okay, but...
They're a minority.
Do you think that... So people of color are still considered minorities in this country?
I don't know why they call them that. Yes, people of color are considered...
Because there are less of them and there are some systemic biases.
Everybody's a minority.
The minority of the individual?
No, minority of anything. You add one more distinction upon anything besides the ethnicity of white people. I mean, if you take their gender, then white males are a minority. White females are a minority. Everybody's a minority.
Does this kid's actions just sort of remind you of the guy who's out there saying, why isn't there a straight pride parade? Why isn't there a male pride parade? And what about white pride? I mean,
It
just seems to be missing an important point.
I think that people that make those distinctions, what they're really saying is, look, I live in a world where I don't want to deal with segregation and racism.
Oh, I don't think they're saying that. I think they're saying I don't want to lose my privilege.
Now you're just assuming what those people
white
say.
White pride, really? Isn't that just a cover for racism?
I think that some people certainly are using white pride as a cover for racism. But I think at the same time, a lot of people... Look, here's when it comes to the racial conversation at this point, you're trying to deal with some people who have been emotionally damaged by damaging other people, and it's not working. It's a really bad system for fixing the problem.
What do you mean you're trying to...
Quotas, all the things that go into this, giving awards to one group and not giving to another, giving scholarships
to one ethnicity and
not giving it to another.
A quota is different than an award, though. I mean, a quota comes from the government.
It's all the same mindset, though.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, this was a
government school
who just wanted to say, hey, look, this is ludicrous that you separate people by their ethnicity. I'm an African American. Shouldn't I be eligible for this award?
Yeah, I think you're putting words in his mouth, but
that's
okay.
What he said. That's what his friend said. They were lampooning the term African American. 855-450-FREE.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
So we've been talking about this award that was apparently to be given to students, what's it say here? Students of
African American students.
African American students, that's right. And this kid who was from South Africa.
A white kid from South Africa. That's important.
An African American kid ran for the award with his friends to lampoon the satire on the term African American, and he and his friends were suspended for, I guess, being offensive was the claim by Principal John Crook.
I will agree that suspending them is probably not the best way to handle it. You know, just smack them down. Like, maybe. Maybe someone ought to talk about this with them a little bit, and maybe it could start a dialogue, but...
Like the one we've had here?
Yeah.
Which has gone nowhere?
No, I think it has gone somewhere, and it's important to talk about these things. I mean, my biggest worry is that people will hear about this or see it, and this is, by the way, this story is being championed and talked about by WorldNet Daily, which is a conservative, ultra-conservative website, and...
Pretty close, yeah.
You know, I fear that people will hear this and even hear us talking about it and think, wow, you know, Free Talk Live doesn't get it. They're just biased against black people. They're just racist. And I don't want that to happen. And I want to be, like, as anti-racist as I can possibly be.
I'm with you, but I think that in the process, as I have forsworn race, I don't have one. And because science says that race is something that is perceptual, I can say that. I know that I've I'm of mixed ethnicity. Yep, some people might look at me and decide that I'm some particular race or another, and that's a decision that they can make for themselves, but it's not one I'm going to make for myself. And I think that the very best way to see a world that exists without racism...
Do you not have
racism,
a gender either?
I have a gender. I'm male.
So you have a gender but not a race?
Yeah, I can pick one, can't I?
You can, but I think it's... If you're going to say that you have no race, that's almost like you saying you have no gender.
Nah, I'm pretty obviously, like, I'm pretty
you're
obviously...
pretty obviously Caucasian, too, Mark. I need to break
I'm
it
not,
to you,
though.
But...
I am not. I mean, I happen to know that I'm not Caucasian. In order to be Caucasian, you have to be all Caucasian. In order to be
light.
Male, you
okay.
just have to have a Y chromosome, right?
Yeah.
The gender is, admittedly, not the most solid and static thing, but... It tends to be a lot more obvious.
There
than,
are people who are androgynous, don't you think?
There are people that are androgynous.
And
I
there
just
are
say
also people
it
who...
tends to be more obvious. I know that I am not completely one ethnicity, and if I was, I could still forswear it because it's still perceptual.
Yeah. I think race is a social construct, too, but, I mean, you can't deny that there is still discrimination based on race. I guess we have calls, so...
Yeah, let's go ahead and take some calls. First, we'll go to Nico in Chicago. Nico, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, first, I wanted to say that I just graduated high school back in 2009, so like 3 years ago now, and I can tell you that we didn't really learn a lot about non-white history.
Okay.
We learned more about just white history, pretty much. We talked about, yeah. you know, how America formed. It talked a little bit about the slaves, but it didn't really talk about it from the point of view of black people, how they got here and what happened. And if they did, it was like such a short... segment that it's probably like one day and I just didn't remember it, you know, it wasn't very important. And
yeah.
so I don't believe in Black History Month and I don't believe in Women's Month or, you know, all these minority things. What I believe in is sort of telling the history of everybody. And unfortunately, we're not there yet. So.
Yeah. Well, there isn't a history of everybody either. I mean, you know, it's just kind of this overview of things. If somebody gave the history of NASA, they wouldn't be talking about the black people or the women in NASA. They'd just be talking about how they went from point A to point B in the history of NASA.
But if a white person tells that story from their perspective, it might be easy to see how if you're not like the person who's telling the story, maybe you don't see yourself represented in that story. Does that make sense, Mark?
Yep, yeah. Makes sense.
I mean, like, we're talking about American history, so, and that's what I'm talking about, is the class called U.S. History 1 and
yep.
U.S. History 2. And so, of course, we're not going to be able to tell the story about, you know, Mongolians and on the steppe or whatever, but I mean, like, we should tell American history. And, yes, the pilgrims sailing to America was one part of the story, but another part of the story was Africans who were taken to America on boats after, I believe it was Indians who were tried to, they tried to use the slaves at first and didn't work out so well.
I don't know anything about that. Oh, yeah. Oh, American Indians. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
For some reason.
And, yeah. And I mean, so like, I believe that the history should tell the story from their point of view as well, or at least talk about it and basically give it as much, I guess, emphasis as they do on the Mayflower and all that, because it's important.
Or maybe,
well, they don't spend a lot of time talking about white indentured servants either. And, you know, for the first parts of American history, the very first parts, that's where the majority of conscribed labor came from.
Well, and the other thing about this that's important to point out is that one of the things that is important about how the way that history is taught is what's not taught and what's left out. And some of the things that were really conspicuously absent in my history lessons in government high school were the eugenics movement, which was extraordinarily racist.
Yeah.
The treatment of Native Americans, which was extraordinarily racist. The Japanese internment. Those all things.
They touched on those, when, as I can recall. But I mean,
for me, they didn't.
History in high school and college tend to kind of get smushed together, so I'm not entirely sure what you know, I remember there. Nico, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733.
But they paint these dead white guys, for lack of a better term, as these heroes who could do no wrong, and they do leave out a lot of the systemic biases that were way worse in the past.
I would love to rewrite the history books, Stephanie, but I don't think that we get there by giving specific awards to people based on the color of their skin.
Yeah,
I think that's
a bad idea. Maybe not.
Ty, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, hello, Mark and Stephanie. Very interesting conversation tonight. I wanted to talk a little bit about fitting people into boxes. This kind of fits into what you're talking about right now, and how that leads to lazy thinking and the lack of useful discourse. And what I was really coming from this to begin with is how people tend to self-apply labels like, you know, that usually end in ism or ist, like libertarianism or anarchist, voluntarist, or capitalism, socialist, etc. And I've just recently come to the conclusion that, these words actually shortcut thoughtfulness, because once you apply those words, people have a certain idea of what that means, and they can kind of like stop thinking. It doesn't really matter what you say from then on. You fit into a certain paradigm.
Yeah.
So maybe it's better not to self-apply labels and describe the foundation of your social political beliefs, and then let them decide what label they want to attach to you. You see what I'm saying?
I often do that. Ian uses the term voluntarist to describe himself on the show, and he likes that because basically nobody knows what voluntarist means, so he can then define it for them. I don't come up with a label because I haven't found one that works for me. I don't have one.
Well, yes, I agree that labels can really shortcut thinking, and then people, it sets people up, I think, sometimes to be on the defensive because they have a certain idea of whatever label you've chosen, what that is for them. But at the same time, labels can have some utility because it can be a way to quickly and succinctly convey an idea or a belief system. And as long as the other person is on the same page as you, then there isn't a problem. But usually they're not on the same page as you, is what Ty is saying, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
exactly. They can be useful like any tool because it's a conceptual tool. So it can be useful, but I think it's often misused or, you know, in social situations. You can kind of see when I'm talking to somebody, if I use the word libertarian, sometimes people will either, you know, just immediately that'll turn them on or that'll turn them off. Or if I use the word socialist or conservative.
Ty, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
It works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the unvitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 2 dozen long-stem assertive roses, plus a free glass vase, a free soothing spa kit, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry! Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. The price of roses will skyrocket the closer we get to Valentine's Day. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings and guaranteed Valentine's Day. Valentine's delivery. 2 dozen stunning long-stem assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $39.99. Plus, we'll include a free vase, free spa kit, and free chocolates. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple near Valentine's Day. And this last-minute deal expires this Monday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. This is SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. It's a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. We've been talking about this award where this South African student in Nebraska ran for an African-American award, a Martin Luther King Jr. African-American award, and was suspended because it was only for black kids. And there's been lots of lively debate on it. But if you want to find out more about some of these subjects, you can go to audiblepodcast.com and download a free audiobook. Obviously, Free Talk Live, not the end of not the end-all be-all of the discussion in this area. And, you know, hey, if you want to get more facts, audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You can go there. They've got all kinds of categories, including books on racial issues, gender issues, business, classics, fiction, history, erotica, science fiction, everything that you can imagine. It's fast, easy, and affordable to download audiobooks from Audible. I've done it, which means likely you can, too. audiblepodcast.com/FTL will get you a free audiobook from audible.com. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Stephanie, did I give you a chance to introduce yourself?
I don't know.
Okay, say Stephanie.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Let's go to Jerome in Louisiana. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Hey, guys, I want to qualify my remarks by saying I'm not a regular listener. I just happen to hear the discussion.
You're welcome, Jerome.
Satellite radio. And I, you know, and the thing is, okay, first, South Africa has a very well-acknowledged history of racism and violence.
Yeah, sure.
They fought a 20-year civil war before apartheid was finally abolished and majority rule was established. So, I mean, that's bound to make some people, some African-American, I'm African-American myself, that's bound to make some people prickly about this kid. And plus, the kid, if I understand the details of the story, the kid wasn't born in the United States. How's he going to call himself? He can call himself an African. He can call himself an Afrikaner, which is what some of the Dutch whites call themselves. But he can't call himself an African American because he wasn't born in America.
That might be a very good point. But what if his one or both of his parents is American? Then he would be able to choose dual citizenship at that time, right?
How can the kid be from South Africa if one or both or either of his parents was born in the United States?
John McCain was born in Panama, but they allowed him to run for president. I mean,
Panama,
you know.
He was born in American territory, and the Panama Canal Zone at
sure.
that time
a friend of
was
mine
American
was born in
territory.
Africa. A friend of mine was born in Africa to missionary parents over there, but he was an American citizen.
Well, was he black?
No.
Also, I don't think so.
No, but he was born in Africa, and both of his parents were Americans, so therefore
Mark, people know what they're doing when they're trying to give you the needle, okay? It's not like, oh, gee, I didn't know that would be offensive. The kid was either he's a bigot, or he's influenced by bigots, and he's trying to needle the African-American students on campus.
I'm
concerned that he might be bigoted.
He could be. He certainly
doesn't understand.
But I don't think you can draw from the conclusion that a teenager who was not even alive at the time of apartheid is a bigot based on, you know, him.
I don't think, you know, like when a guy runs for prom queen, the guy's obviously trying to denigrate the award. You know, you can't say, oh, no, I really want to be, I'm a guy, I'm a football player, but I really want to be prom queen. The guy's trying to denigrate the award.
I agree that he's, to some extent, if you want to call it denigrating the award, what they say here is that it is intended to be a satire on the term African-American. So I will concur with you that you can call that denigration if that's what you wish, and I don't think that it's too far from that, but it is satiring the word, and I don't like the word. What do you think about the word, Jerome? Do you prefer...
About what?
Do you want to be called African-American? Do you want to be called an American of African descent? Do you want to be called black? Do you want to be called colored? Do you want to be called Negro?
Black or colored is fine with me because white people ain't going to treat you any better because you got a fancy title, supposedly, African-American. I don't feel like I'm treated like an American. I feel like I'm treated like a second-class a citizen or a visitor. People of foreign descent are treated way better than blacks born in the United States. So I don't care what you call me, but I don't think I should have to stand for you insulting me and insulting my racial history and insulting the history. Thousands of people were killed in the Civil War in South Africa. Now that doesn't have that's got something to do with the United States. I mean, we didn't participate in that war. We're one of the few that we haven't participated in. But the kid knows what he's doing. It's a calculated insult to the award.
Yeah, well, I agree with you.
I'd like to point out here that, and this is maybe this is important, but in the award started being given, I guess in 1999, the first two awards were given to white students. This is a district where there are very few black students. I think it's
so.
Six.
Maybe there were no black students there in 1999.
Yep.
So
records indicate that only 56 of Whiteside's 1,632 students were black. So you're talking about maybe. 3% of the students are black. And the first 2 years of the award, it was given to white students until the ministerial board that gives out the award decided, 2 years in, I think that was 2001, that it was intended, that it was only going to be given to black students from there on out. So, I'm not certain, and I'm not prepared to say that this kid is insulting anybody, Jerome. I think that he may be trying to make a point about the term African-American.
I would say he's, at the very least, if we assume the best intentions, he is not being very sensitive to the idea of visibility for black people.
Jerome, what do you think about an award given in the name... What do you think about an award given in the name of Martin Luther King, who said that he dreamed of a world where people would be judged by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin?
The thing is, Martin Luther King, he wasn't a fool. He was an idealist, but he did realize that there's a very sharp distinction drawn between us as Americans. The minute you step out of your house and the sun hits your face, the sun hits a white man on his face, okay. The sun hits an African-American or a black man on his face, whole different, even your own, even other African-Americans perceive you differently.
I agree that people... I'm not prepared to be so Pollyanna-ish that I'm going to say that people don't make judgments by based on the way other people look. And one of those things that they take into account is race, no doubt. I mean, I'm not prepared to say that. I don't know if giving out awards based solely on race is a good way to change that, because I think that some people who call themselves white in this country are upset because they feel that there are too many privileges given to people based on the color of their skin because they're black. And I know that a lot of black people are upset because they feel, you can huff all you want on it, Stephanie. I mean, it's just, that's how they feel. They can be right or they can be wrong. It's their feeling. Jerome?
All of us take ourselves a little bit too seriously. I'm an older guy. I'm 60 years old. I remember when there were areas of town that everybody would tell you, everybody who was black would tell you, don't go over there. Don't go in that store. You're not welcome to live in that neighborhood. Maybe I've lived a little bit too long. But most of the time, stuff like that is illegal anymore. But discrimination is still practiced.
Sure it is.
Post-racial America, my hindquarters, there's still such thing as racism and discrimination.
I would agree.
Barack Obama notwithstanding.
I agree, and I'm not claiming we live in, I have never made the claim that we're living in a post-racial America. What my claim is what my belief is that maybe the way to get from here to there, where we wish to go, post-racial America, is not by distinguishing between people's races, not
but
by lauding.
When you say that, what you say sounds reasonable to a white man, but when you're assuming that everybody starts out from the same starting point. And that's just not true if you're African American. Even if you're Barack Obama, he's got a law degree and all this kind of stuff. His children, you would assume, as the children of an ex-president of the United States, it's not true. The first thing people see when a black man walks into a room is not a scholar, it's not a teacher, it's not a lawyer, it's not a judge, it's a black person. That's the first thing white people see.
Now, my best friend in the whole world is a black man, or at least partially black. He's very light-skinned. And, you know, he manages to move fluidly through the business community where he lives with no difficulty. I don't know how to say this the politically correct way, Jerome, but, you know, he talks like you do. He's able to be articulate and, speak in a manner that puts people at ease. And, you know, I think that people are concerned about folks of lower classes, but not as concerned about people of color. Like, it might be a class distinction and not a color distinction.
I wish what you said was true, but I don't believe it for a minute.
Yeah. Jerome, really, I thank
Jerome,
you for the call.
I agree with you.
And
thank
please
you.
Listen. Continue to listen.
I wish you could convince me. I really wish you could convince me. I'd sleep better tonight, but I know it's not true.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.